Garth Heckman, David Alliance, part 5 of How to Submit. Buckle in, here we go. It's a little longer than most, but I think you will enjoy it. Take off.
Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. And again, we understand that Christ loved the church so much that he gave his life for the church. We as husbands are called to give our life, which might mean simply our check from work that's a bonus, or give up our vacation plans, or give up that night we so desperately want to go to bed, but our wife wants to talk our ear off about our daughter. But we're willing to die to my wants, my needs, my emotions, my desires. We're willing to die to that in order to create an environment where my wife sees me and says, he's a godly man. You know, the most beautiful picture of submission is when your wife comes to you and asks for your advice. That's submission. I shared this last week when we first got married, probably the first 10 years of marriage. Whenever we needed prayer about something, my wife would always say, you got to call your dad. He needs to pray. And I shared, I said, you know, the first 10 years I was kind of like, I can pray. I know God, I know Jesus, I can pray. But the first 10 years, it just didn't connect. It's like, no, you need to get your dad to pray. Because I hadn't yet earned that. She didn't yet see it in me as someone that she would come and ask me for prayer. That she would submit her request to me. Honey, would you pray? Submission in these verses tells the truth about the instructions of being filled with the Holy Spirit when you read this. You cannot submit as the husband to God or as the wife to the husband without being filled with his Spirit and be led by his Spirit. There's a truth that's genuine here about submission from the heart is not possible without the Spirit's empowerment. Meaning this, my wife would tell you that the first 5 to 10 years of our marriage, it was impossible for her to submit for many reasons, of the hurt and all the collateral damage from fathers. But she also had not yet learned how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead her. It took time for her to understand that. And once she understood how the Holy Spirit would lead her, she began to understand that's the key to submission in a relationship. Each relationship in all of Scripture has an element of submission. The reason why women often bristle about submission is because it has been abused by the hands of a man who did not allow the Holy Spirit to fill him, guide him, and use him. That's why there's a problem. What would make a wife want to submit to her husband? A couple thoughts. A proven track record of knowing God. Probably first 10 years of marriage, I was pursuing Jesus, going after God, even praying. I've always read, always prayed, always sought to know God. But I started to understand there was someone watching me. And if I read and pray, but it doesn't embody itself in how I treat my neighbors or my wife or the people at the church, or, you know, it's kind of a mixed message. And so I began to really say, God, I need you to lead me. I was using reading and praying more as a discipline than a delight to be led by the Holy Spirit. So if there's a track record where your wife begins to see you pursuing God, hearing from God, knowing God, there's much more of a desire for her to want to come to you and to be willing to submit to your leadership. And again, submission in a marriage happens very little when you're both tracking with the Holy Spirit. You know, when I first came to this church, I thought there's no way I'll be at this church. A lot of different reasons. I came as a guest pastor. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me, no, you're going to be at this church. I'm like, I don't think so. You're going to be at this church. I don't think so. No, this is the church I'm calling you to. It's not going to happen. And here's one first reason. My wife will never go for this. 45 minutes away, tiny little church. We've always worked in mega churches. It's not happening. My third Sunday here, guest preaching, we're driving out of the driveway. We don't even get out of the driveway. She goes, I feel like you should be the pastor here. I about drove off the road into the woods. And I stopped and I parked and I said, why would you say that? She goes, I just feel like God's telling me that you should be the pastor here. And I was like, God's telling me I should be the pastor here as well. See, submission only works if you're both led by the Holy Spirit. And that wasn't a matter of I'm submitting to her and she's submitting to me, or hey, I'm going to be the pastor of this church, just get in line. And she didn't say, you should be the pastor. It was, we were both in tune with the Holy Spirit. We both submitted to Him. And in submitting to Him, we're submitting to one another. There's a proven track record. When I was going to plant a church, we were at a, I've told the story before, but we were at a church where the first time in my life, I got paid well. Always been a youth pastor. I was a youth pastor at this church. And it was the first time I never had to look at my checkbook to spend money. I didn't have to pull up to the gas pump, pull out my phone and see what my bank account was at. Well, I can only put $9 in today. That was our life for a long time. This first church where we were able to have extra money to go on a nice vacation. First church where Kim could go just buy groceries and we didn't have to balance the checkbook every time she bought two bags of groceries. And at the end of 3.5 years, God said, I want you to leave this church and plant a church. And I kept praying about it, going, this is not going to fly, this is not going to fly, this is not going to fly. And so one night, came home. Tonight's the night I'm going to tell my wife. Went upstairs, and this is when American Idol just started. And our habit as a family was my boys would come into the room, sit on the edge of the bed. We got a giant California king-size bed. And we'd all watch American Idol together. Kim and I would sit in the back, lean against the wall on the bed. They'd sit up at the front. And so American Idol's playing. And I lean over to her and I said, hey, I need to tell you something. She said, oh, okay, what? I feel like God wants me to plant a church. What? Yeah, I feel like God wants me to plant a church. Well, how would you do that? Well, I'm not real sure, but I'd have to quit this church and we just have to figure it out. Probably have to get a secular job. She loses it. I mean, she gets up from the bed, marches into the bathroom, shuts the door. And again, I'm like, ooh, okay, I don't know. She's in the bathroom 30 minutes. American Idol's still playing. She comes out of the bathroom, totally changed. Totally changed. At peace, a smile on her face. She'd taken a shower. I was like, what kind of shower did you take? What drugs are in our bathroom, you know? And she sits down next to me, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, is this a, you know, is this a setup? And she just leans into me, and she whispers in my ear, I'll do whatever you want. I completely trust you. I didn't say anything. It's too good to be true. We just finished watching American Idol. Boys got up, went into the rooms. I said, hey, shut the door. Okay, they shut the door, and I turned and said, what? I go, what's going on? She goes, I got in the shower and I was so upset. She goes, I was yelling at God. We'd been married about 27 years at that point. And she goes, and God said, does your husband hear from me? Yes. Do you trust him? Yes. Do you believe I told him to plant a church? Yes. Then you can trust him. And she said, this peace came over me. And it's like, I can trust my husband. So she goes, if you want to plant a church, we'll plant a church.